This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tomorrow, November 23rd, is Turkey or Tofu Turkey Day here, you will have noticed. But today, November 22nd, is Kimchi Day in South Korea. Fermented, tangy, spicy vegetables with Napa cabbage at the core, kimchi. November is a time where communities gather in Korea to make kimchi in bulk to get through the winter. The BBC's David Tan filed this for us.
Our kimchi recipe came from this really warm-hearted Korean mother. We tried to keep that authenticity based on recipe that my mother had.
This is Zoe Yoon, sales manager at Mr. Kimchi. She started the business with her husband using her mother's recipe in 2013. But their history goes a little further back.
Back in 1997, I remember people coming into the house bringing their own containers, and she used to put her kimchi into the containers.
Zoe's mother was one of many Korean expats who brought their kimchi recipe overseas. And from there, kimchi went beyond Korean communities. And now, it's not just Koreans who are making kimchi from scratch. Tina Benson is the owner of Kimchi With Everything, based in London.
So I lived in Japan for a while and then living in different parts of Asia. So when I came back to the UK, you know, prior to COVID, I couldn't get hold of any kimchi and it was really frustrating. So it kind of really started from that and then it progressed into a business. I've kind of kept the recipe very, you know, much like the Korean way.
In Aberdeen, Scotland, Arthur Serini, director and co-founder of Crafty Pickles, took a slightly untraditional approach.
We started with just making a kimchi-style sauerkraut. So all the ingredients that you normally find in a kimchi just made into a sauerkraut instead. So more think of like a kimchi slaw a little bit. I felt like it was maybe a bit more widely accepted by Western palate, especially up in Aberdeen, Scotland, where anything fermented was quite foreign.
So how do you feel about people who might say, this is not kimchi? This is...
Thanks. Yes, so we've had a few people that, and then that's why we direct them to the name Kimchi Style Sauerkraut. Some people would call it cultural appropriation, but it's just something we enjoy eating.
But how do some of the Koreans feel about this non-traditional kimchi? Here's Dan Soo, managing director at Korea Foods, largest importer of Korean food in Europe.
There's this horrible misconception that authentic food is the only food. Well, actually, as long as it's good, it doesn't really matter to an extent. As long as it isn't marketed as authentic, I'm fine with it. I think people always associate kimchi with Korea. We do make pasta dishes in the UK. That doesn't make it British. Still associated with Italy, or pastas associated with Italy.
I'm the BBC's David Ken for Marketplace.